Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you back. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today, it's just two of us today. Again, yep. Three of us all.
Out here in the streets.
Out here in the streets. We got Will back over there doing his thing.
We're making it happen.
We're making it happen. You know what I mean?
Real things.
Real things are happening.
Real money.
Real money. Real bitch. Better pizza, better money, better bitches. Better money, better bitches, better power.
All the power.
All the power.
All the power. Okay.
The fuck's going on?
Nick, I made a couple songs for you. I already showed you one a long time ago, but we're going to replay it for the audience. But there's a new one that I made, and I want you to hear them. So if
that AI made.
Yep. So we'll start with the one I already. Here we go. This is going to be good.
Okay.
I heard the news.
Hey, you heard the news?
What, man? If Hubert got that dog in him. Oh, I didn't know he was cool like that.
Yeah, I didn't know he was cool like that.
Anything you ever seen in the night.
That's Rick Ross.
Hubert got that dog, boy. Oh. Hubert got that dog. And the dog, bro.
Okay, but here's the thing. You had to write those lyrics, didn't you?
I wrote all the lyrics. No, keep it playing. Don't stop it.
Running around like a dog. Smoking so much he creates a weed fog. All the bitches in the hoes run away. Cause you was a dog and he's here to stay. Out the bay.
What the fuck?
Nicholas got that gat.
Nicholas got that gat. Nicholas got that gat, blood.
That's it. It's just nonsense from here on. It isn't. It's like the words don't make any sense. Like it'll fill it in for you at the end.
If you don't write something, it'll just create nonsense.
Hubert's got that dog in him.
Hubert got that dog. I got that dog in me, dog.
Let's play the next one, please.
What else we got here? Fucking coffin.
Damn, I ain't gonna mess with him. In the night, young Hubert got that strap. Gonna shoot all the bitches and the rats. 100 million players wanna get at him, but he's in Gotham like Batman. Batman.
It's not perfect. Wait. Let's play it back one more time. One more time.
One more time. One more time. Give it to me one more time.
Holy shit, brother. You see Hubert with the strength of a
You know what? That's going to be our new producer tag. Hubert got the strength of a god.
Damn. I ain't going to mess with him.
That's insane. I need that sent to me.
Yep. In the night, young Hubert got that strap.
Hey.
Gonna shoot all the bitches and the rats.
Hey.
100 million players wanna get at him, but he's in Gotham like Batman.
Batman.
That's so great. Yeah. I can't believe AI can do that.
Yeah.
You know,
I just typed in black gangster guy, and then I typed in rap, and then I typed in dark beat.
Wait, you did that on ChatGPT?
No. I use Udio.
Udio. I don't know that one.
Yeah. It's a website. You can like customize songs. And
is
stuff.
It free?
Yeah.
Sounds like we're doing an ad, but we're not.
No, we're not.
Is it free? Yeah, yeah, dude. It was completely free. 100%. You didn't need me to sign up.
They're not giving us any money.
No money over here.
Audio AI music generator.
But see, that's crap, man. Like, that was funny. I really like that. But.
Oh, my God. Huber has the strength of a god.
People are going to do this and, like, claim it's theirs. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could, but like, it's not like the music isn't really even that good.
Yeah, it's pretty generic. I will say that.
Like, it's very generic. Like, it's only used for satire, you know?
Okay. All right. But if we're already this far, that's what I'm saying. If we're already this far with it.
Yeah, it'll get better.
It's going to get better. And then it's going to like basically.
You know what? I'm sure it already is better. Like,
to some degree, it has to be.
Because I found that a year ago. So I'm sure they got it down now.
They probably got not even them. There's probably somebody else doing it,
yeah.
Like just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
What percentage of a chance do you think that there's a major artist right now that just put out a song that was made by AI?
I'd give it like a 20% chance.
I'd say higher than that. I'd say, well, I think Kanye West.
You know what? I'd say about 40. I'd say about 40% chance.
I'd say they probably use AI with something, maybe with ad libs or something.
That, or I could see people using AI just to generate beats.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't know, though, because AI isn't really good at doing beats.
It could.
I think eventually it'll get really good, but I mean...
There are a few AI, like, producing softwares. Like, you can't... You have to, like, give it the bones. You can't just, like, tell it, make this at this BPM, and it'll do it. You got to give it the bones.
Yeah.
But then it gives it the skin.
I think AI is going to roll over us one day. Like
why? Oh, it will.
Why the fuck are we trusting all you know, these people with their emotions and their greed? Why don't we just surrender to AI? We can just...
Elon Musk's very real fear coming true.
They can be very cold. I mean, you can program them to be very cold and calculated, or you can program them to be, you know, chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a very Colin Craig answer.
Okay.
AI is set up in a certain spectrum of parameters that is given to it by human creators.
Yeah.
And until AI can break out and develop what is a semblance of free choice,
consciousness,
free will that we have,
yeah,
it's not going to be able to do any of that.
Yeah, probably not. It has to be able to make its own choices and judgments.
That was the realest shit I've ever heard.
I am so sober right now. It's funny.
Yeah. No, same. Can we go to the power scales?
Power scales.
I wanted to discuss. Go to the Yamcha one first.
Power scales.
You know Yamcha. So you've seen Invincible, right?
Yeah. I've seen Invincible.
So go up to the title. Yamcha.
Early Z. So early Dragon Ball Z.
Because in Dragon Ball Z, power scales are like Yamcha got fucked up by Nappa.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, even Nappa.
Not Nappa.
The little brain.
Yeah, fucking.
Its head looks like a ball sack. What are those?
Frieza?
No, it's like those little miniature little fuckers.
Oh, the Ginyu Force.
No. It's like these little capsules that are like, Vegeta has these like little minions. Type in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, the Saiyans.
No.
I can't remember their names. Okay, when you type in minions, it gives you a bunch of AI minions. That's fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Wait, no, go to the top right. Go to the top right now. Yes. Look at this. Who made that? Make it full screen, please. Oh my God.
Shit.
Look at them deltoids. There's a baby. Oh my God, they had a baby. Oh my God.
Holy fuck. Oh my God, there's a little baby minion in Saiyan uniform.
Oh no.
Holy shit.
What kind of weird fantasy is
that? What the fuck is going on here?
Oh my God.
Oh, Reddit, you've done it again.
Vegeta kind of looks like Gru a little bit.
A little bit.
Doesn't he? He looks like Gru.
A little bit.
Yeah, scroll down a little bit. Maybe we can find it.
You sent the little ball sack head, man.
Type in.
I actually genuinely don't remember who you're talking about. Type in cell minions.
Because they look the exact same. Yeah, those things.
Cell.
Yeah, okay. Go the bottom left.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I remember those guys.
That's what Yamcha died to.
Yeah, I forget what.
Sabermen.
I forget what they called them.
Sabermen, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yamcha did. So Yamcha dies to those things, but Invincible is like pretty strong himself. Do you think Yamcha or Invincible would win? But Yamcha's still fucking strong as fuck.
Yamcha's strong as fuck. I will give him that. But dude, to get bodied by a bitch ass little minion.
He's saying
Vegeta didn't even have to do anything.
Yamcha starts at Kami's house if he hears any. Let's look at the comments. Okay, so
people really got into this.
It kind of depends on what you mean for early Z. Do you mean the beginning when Raditz arrival or after Kami's training? After Kami's training, Yamcha becomes considerably stronger than Raditz, who was whooping the floor with both Goku and Piccolo.
Wiping the floor.
So that makes sense. So after Kami, he like trained on that planet that was like 10 times gravity.
Yeah.
And after that point, he probably could.
I would say so. He would, after that, yeah.
He would fucking Invincible like, up.
At that point where he got bodied in early Z, fuck no.
No, he would get fucked
up. No. He'd get ganked immediately. He'd probably be one of the first ones dead. You know?
Yeah.
Because knowing Yamcha, he just wants to like prove himself, basically. So he would jump into the action with no formal training.
Yeah. Let's go to the dome.
And just fucking get ganked.
Get ganged. Gang banged.
This is another interesting one.
Okay, Doctor Strange versus Dumbledaddy.
Fuck.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, have you ever seen?
Oh, no.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, the Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
Have you seen that? We need to pull
that
after this.
That's peak internet right there.
Okay, so.
That is so copyrighted. We can't.
No, there's no way.
Really, it's copyrighted.
Oh, it's got like,
dude, it's got
300 million views.
Yeah, but it's like a YouTube video.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
We can't play that.
It's not like that anymore, unfortunately.
It's unfortunate. But yeah, sorry. So
Dumbledore, Harry Potter. There was like an animated
Ron
one.
Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
Snape.
Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
I remember there was like an animated one and there was like a live action one.
I don't remember.
The animated one was hilarious.
I didn't see that one.
That one we might be able to, I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
Back to the subject at hand.
Doctor Strange can like go to different like dimensions and shit, but Dumbledore has the Elder Wand.
Dude, I'm still saying Strange.
Yeah, I think Strange would take it.
I'm like, thinking Strange.
Dumbledore can also apparate on command.
That's he can.
True. So that's like teleportation.
So can Doctor Strange, though. He can just open up portals.
Mm, yes.
So it's like, yeah.
But it does take.
And he has a cape.
I will admit.
That will fight
it.
Will,
it does take. You know what? All right. You know what? Let's break it down a little bit here. Doctor Strange. Not been doing this as long as Dumbledaddy.
That's true. Dumbledore's really old. He's
not nearly as long.
He's like 100.
But he's not been practicing magic like that. And half the time, it, not half the time, I'd say like 30% of the time, his cape has to get him out of shit.
Doesn't the Elder Wand mean that you win all duels, though? Like you can't lose.
I can't remember what that means.
Significant advantage.
It does, because it's the most powerful one, because it can conjure up any spell.
Yeah, but I think it like you can't lose when you have the like I don't think you can die either. No, that's
fine. No, that is not true.
That's the soul thing.
Yeah.
But whoever kills the Elder Wand is the only one who can use it. Or whoever kills the user of the Elder
Wand. Whoever disarms the user of it.
Oh, really?
Because in the movie, when Dumbledore was on top of the when Double Daddy was on top of that tower, and they came back from getting the fake Horcrux, and
Horcrux,
what's his name? Malfoy showed up.
Fucking Malfoy.
And Malfoy disarmed him.
Potter.
And when Snape got the Elder Wand, or no, he didn't get it when trying to think if I got this right. Yeah, so when freaking Voldemort got word that that was the case, because he had the wand, because he took it off his grave, and it didn't work for him, he thought that killing Snape would give him the power over it. It's not true, because Snape killed Dumbledore, but
Draco was the one.
Draco that disarmed him, so it was technically Draco's.
Interesting. Oh, he still couldn't use it. That's right.
Yeah, because Voldemort couldn't use it because it obeyed Draco, like, because he disarmed
it. It still doesn't fully listen to my power.
It doesn't fully answer to me and me alone. It's the fucking hands, dude. Like the fucking
dude, Voldemort's feet. It doesn't
answer to me.
Have you seen Voldemort's feet? Can we get a picture of Voldemort's feet real quick?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, type in Voldemort's feet.
This might.
We got to look at this and then we'll get back to. Yeah, see, look at that. Look at that shit.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Grody.
Come on.
Reasons I love Voldemort. The fuck is
that? That's some weird shit.
Reasons I love Voldemort.
Wait. Go back up to the picture.
And then it goes down to the
Wait. Vascular facial symmetry, cool fingernails.
Tight arse.
Drip.
Drip. No feet. I don't like feet.
But then also feet.
Awesome. Look at it. Look at it. I want all of you to look at it.
Just fucking veiny foot. Like, why is someone's
That's
foot?
Right, because he did that to fucking Cedric Diggory.
Yeah, fucking zoom in on that. Zoom in on that shit. Yeah, we like that. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Look at that foot, dude.
Look at that fucking thing, dude.
That thing is veiny.
Foot is pervertus. Like, dude, that's freaking... That's,
foot is pervertus.
That's Feet Finder... like qualification right there.
Yeah, I might have to save that for like later.
Might have to think about that in the tub later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll have to fucking take that home with me.
Anyway, let's go back to you're Double Daddy.
Thinking about casting another spell, are you?
Maybe. My Elder Wand is definitely in its attack position.
That fucking white magic.
Not nice and soft.
So, okay, going back. So, I actually think where I'm getting at with this is I think actually Dumbledore might take it. And the only reason I say that is because Doctor Strange, although is the master of the mystic arts, how long did it take him to learn that? It took him a considerable amount of time. But this man has experience of years beyond what he could comprehend.
He's also out of his prime. Dumbledore is old.
He's old, but he can still like conjure up some of the greatest spells known to man.
Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
In the book, it says that he says it calmly.
Yeah, I did read that he said it calmly, but in the movie, he's just like, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Tell me!
Oh, fuck.
Here's the question. Does Strange have the time stone?
Is this
post Endgame?
I thought his was the reality. Time show, it's a wrap.
Or yeah, reality.
I thought his was the reality.
No, his is time.
Yeah, I thought it was
the
time.
Reality Stone was held by the guy, the M guy. Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter had it.
Mad Hatter is from fucking Alice in Wonderland. Oh. What the fuck?
Magnificent had it.
No, yeah, he definitely has the Time Stone.
Oh, I thought he had the Reality Stone.
Type in who had the
Avengers nerd here.
Yeah.
Reality Stone?
I am a fucking nerd.
No, I was talking about me, but yeah.
Wait, didn't he get it from that like sleazy?
Type in who had it first.
Oh yeah, I got you.
It was like he went to a galactic pawn shop or something.
No, type in before Thanos, or type in who Thanos took it from.
The collector, from that one place where the Guardians of the Galaxy ran into him.
I feel like there was a dude who was like magnificent. He kept saying
magnificent. Yeah, that was the collector.
It was like he couldn't stop saying it.
Magnificent.
Oh, apparently, magnificent. Apparently Odin had it first.
Oh shit.
Oh, actually, that kind of makes sense.
T'Von, the collector.
Yeah, that was the guy that said magnificent like a billion times.
That is really interesting.
And then, Thanos also, came and ganked
your
it from
your email
him.
Is showing in the...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
My bad. Let's cut that out.
Yeah,
just
we'll
make
just
more work.
Yeah, minimize the screen.
Thanks, Quora.
God damn it, Quora. Good God.
Yeah, so Thor Dark World, they brought it to the collector.
Okay, so...
So we're assuming... Strange has the Time Stone.
Yeah, so Strange has the Time Stone. But just because he has a Time Stone doesn't mean that Dumbledore doesn't have some like time-altering spells up his sleeve.
Oh, dude, okay. This is kind of like a segue. Type in the Stabbin' Wagon. And then type in L.A.
Okay, I'm interested.
This one?
Sure, yeah.
Is it an Instagram?
Yes. I don't know. I haven't looked at Instagram. I know of it, but I didn't know that it had an Instagram. Get out of that. Okay, so California gave a $1.5 million grant to something called the Stabbin' Wagon. Go back to the news article.
This is in Oregon.
Yeah, go back to the news article. The New Yorkers.
Oh, this one?
Maybe it's New York.
Oh, no, it is Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, it's Oregon.
Go down a little bit.
Yeah. Measure 110.
This is last year.
Okay. So they gave $1.5 million to this fucking van. The mobile site of controversy is Stabbin' Wagon. A cargo
Holy
van
shit.
That distributes clean needles and other drug use supplies to people addicted to opioids in Medford.
We're just gonna put all this money into encouraging it.
After the Oregon Health Authority granted Jones $1.5 million to open a respite center, as the van's cheeky name suggests, Jones is something of a provocateur in Medford, a police abolitionist who scorns the idea that the only way to treat drug addiction is pressuring people to get clean. Well, that's nice, but at the same time, you're like giving people drugs. So,
dude, you know I'm
the Stabbin' Wagon.
That's just the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Isn't that like the name for like a car that you have sex in?
A Shaggin' Wagon.
A Shaggin' Stabbin' Wagon.
Shaggin' Stabbin' Wagon and the Baggin'. I don't know.
Fucking
in the Bilbo Baggin' blood,
dodo ball sack bag,
dildo Baggins.
I can't say it. That's I don't know why I just thought of that, but yeah, that would be fucking crazy that they gave $1.5 million to this random lady who's just giving out fucking needles to people.
Let me see. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's the state of our country.
And here's an idea:
I bet
survival of the fittest. I don't know.
Don't do fucking heroin.
If you die on heroin, you die on heroin.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, there's like videos of people getting Narcan while they're like dying of like on an overdose and they're pissed when they wake up. They're like, you fucking ruined it, man.
Yeah.
And people are like, really?
Oh, yeah, look, dude, if that's the way they're going to be, fucking let them die.
Oh, there's go to the colored van pic. Yeah, I think that's no, it.
That's the stabbing cabin.
Oh, the stabbing cabin.
That's so definitely. I guess so that definitely is another double entendre for like a sex car.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Is that Michael Myers in a stabbing wagon?
That is
That's funny. Michael Myers in a car would be a
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It would be a stabbing wagon. That makes sense. There's multiple meanings for this. Michael Myers
in a
fucking.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, that's funny.
What's messed up is there's women that would get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I might get in there. You know, the things he would do to you.
You like the strong and silent type, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
can't ever die.
I mean,
oh, there's the actual stabbing wagon. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
That's the stupidest thing still. Like, I'm not going
to
get over that.
She actually might be a really, because she looks like she wants to do good. I don't know.
That. I'm sure she's trying to do good, but good God, why are we encouraging this?
Yeah. $1.5 million.
I don't want to subscribe to your bullshit.
That's an insane amount of money.
That's so much.
$1.5 million.
But that doesn't fix the problem. That just makes it so they can live longer to do it more.
Or live shorter.
Okay, that's a good point. You know, that's actually not bad.
Drew,
no, but that's not true because they'll use Narcan on them.
Which is the state that made everything legal?
Oregon. No, it was a city. It was Portland.
So Portland, Oregon, everything though, right? Is.
Yeah, it was Oregon. Oregon is pretty progressive, I guess. I
mean, yeah, Portland, Oregon, everything is legal there. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. You know, being gay used to be illegal.
Yeah.
Did you? There was a dude who was he was the founder of computer science in the 50s, and he helped like break fucking he helped the British break codes for like Nazi codes and shit, and they actually like
Alan Turing.
Yeah, and he got caught being gay with another man, and they made him like they injected drugs in him. It was called DES or something. I don't know what the full name of it is, but this drug like basically like feminized him and made him into a girl. Like it made him like grow breasts and shit.
Like grow titties.
And it made him like he couldn't get hard anymore. They basically took away his dick, gave him boobs and was like, you can't have sex anymore. And it was either that or go to prison. Isn't that insane? Like, he literally founded computer science, helped in World War II, and then they fucking were like, we're going to inject you. And then he killed himself.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think I'd be on the same path.
Is this a lot of information for you right
That's
now?
That's a lot.
I'm sorry.
That's dude. A lot. I can't lie. That's a lot.
You looked very uncomfortable.
Not uncomfortable. Just like, holy shit. How have I never heard about this?
Yeah, no. If you want to look it up, Will.
Yeah, sure. Nick, if you ever want, there's a really good mini series on Alan Turing.
About this?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a known thing. But yeah, they did horrible. I mean, if you're gay, like fucking whatever. Even in like the 70s and 80s, people were like like I think gay marriage was a thing even back then.
And convicted of gross indecency.
People were so fucking mean to gay people.
Well, it's Wikipedia, but it's better than nothing.
Here it is.
In 1952, Turing was prosecuted for homosexual acts. He accepted hormone treatment, a procedure commonly referred to as chemical castration. It was awful. As an alternative to prison, Turing died on June 7th, 1954, age 41, from cyanide poisoning. An inquest determined his death as suicide, but the evidence is also consistent with accidental poisoning. I think he had an apple and they found like an apple next to his body that had one bite out of it. So he like injected cyanide in this apple and then ate it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's one way to go out, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's, I mean, like to die on cyanide, though.
I did know about chemical castration, though. I just didn't know that that's what you meant.
I thought chemical castration was like they dipped like your dick in like some kind of acid.
I kind of thought that, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Like they dipped your dick in a vat of acid.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it just like sizzled off.
Or like they spray it with like a squirt gun or something.
Every time you're like literally about to go fuck a chick and you're just like right on top of her and then just doctor shows up. No, that is not good. Not good.
Bad kitty.
Bad
is he
kitty.
Indian? Why is he Indian? We can make We can make him jab.
No.
Or we could, it could be like an old Asian lady, like, oh,
you
no.
can't do that. No. And every time he says no, he sprays it. Yeah. No.
Just like the fucking sizzling in the smoke.
Okay, as he's like screaming in pain, he's just like, no.
This is awful.
It's pretty good.
Let's move on
from that. That's a little...
Nick, you have some videos for us?
Yeah, I had something I wanted to show you. We were talking about music and AI and stuff like that later or earlier, but I'm going to tell you, Charlie Puth is a god of music.
Yeah.
This pretty much confirms it. He did this just... With a fucking cup and a spoon.
Let's take a look at it.
That's it. Wait, hold on. There. Ooh. I like the little. Okay, so here, take all that. Right. You can put
then
that
you just
down.
Got that.
Okay. So here it is. Can we get sound? Doing? Ooh. That's here. Play that again. This is. There we go. So I can put it. There's the sound of the glass, but if you pitch it down. So that's just one note. I feel like I'm teaching all of a sudden. Yeah.
This is like a master class. I love this.
So this is what that sounds like here. Ooh, we got reverb. Too much.
Wait. Too much.
So I could, okay, so that's one layer, and I could add a little rhythm to, again, that's the cup sound. Okay, and then we need like a bass or something. Dun, dun. Not done. Okay, so that's looping. Again, these are all just cup sounds pitched down. If I put a kick drum, then you have a completed.
That's hard.
Isn't that fucking hard?
That's really cool.
He literally just casually made a banger on live TV.
That was quick, too.
With a mug and a spoon. That's all I needed.
We should do that with, like, what could we do that with?
I don't know. It got me inspired.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, we should.
Got me inspired to make some more music.
We could do like moans or something. Like,
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
They're great.
Okay.
Just like pitch up the.
Okay.
Yeah, if we could have like a mix. That'd be beautiful.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. That would be your masterpiece.
Actually, that would. Look out for that coming soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of like mediocre music coming out recently, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like with all the mediocre music, it feels good to see somebody that talented.
I'm not a fan of Ken Carson.
I don't even really know who that is.
Like, I'm sure he's a cool dude. Oh, you don't know his music?
No.
He's part of Homicide Gang.
That's why I don't know about him.
That's the whitest way I could have said that. He's actually part
he's
of
part
Homicide.
He's part of Homicide Gang, you see. And he's part of the...
He actually doesn't kill people, but it's
he's
called
been
Homicide.
Part of the West Side Bloods before. That was an interesting little tidbit.
Very interesting. Oh god.
No, I've you lost me.
Homicide Gang is Playboi Carti. Well, I think he like does a lot of music with them. But they're a part of the Opium label. I think Playboi Carti was signed to Opium.
Yeah. Snotty World.
Yeah, it was it's Ken Carson and Destroy Lonely.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
gotcha.
That was like homicide. That's how they say it.
Yeah, you lost me.
They have a few good songs. I think Southside produced a song for them.
Southside.
It's called Presidents.
Sonny Digital.
Sonny Digital fell off, dude.
He's gone. I hate to say that, but I haven't heard a lot from him in a while.
Yeah.
Also Murder Beats.
I think he's going to come back. Him.
Murder on the Beast, so it's not nice.
I've been seeing some like videos of him, and he's actually like a white dude that's our age.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen pictures of him.
Which is crazy because...
Wait, I don't understand because what I just pulled up was two African-American gentlemen.
No, no, that
Murder
was
Beats.
Right.
Murder Beats. Is
Murder Beats has
about.
Nothing
Murder
to do Beats. With him.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, he's like...
with a Z.
Yeah, Murder Beats, yeah.
He's like he's actually the most expensive.
He's 31, yeah. He's only 2 years older. He looks like Walmart brand Jack Harlow. I'm not even going to lie to you.
He was born a week after me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No disrespect, but yeah. He looks like a Walmart brand Jack Harlow.
He looks like if fucking Dollar Jack Tree. Harlow.
Jack right, Softlow.
He looks like if Jack Harlow mowed lawns.
Yeah. 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 Right. Pull up a picture of Jack Harlow. Now we got to compare it.
Yeah. We can do a little comparison here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Exact same person. He should produce a song for
Holy
him.
Holy shit. Yeah. They should actually work together. That would probably be fire. I'm not going to lie.
You know how like Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz had like a side by side for their album?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
It was like one person, but
yeah, sides. It was both.
They
of them.
Should do that as well.
Well, what they did was I think they put put Lil Wayne's face tats on 2 Chainz.
I don't know. I don't remember how it was. I think it was like a mixture of it. It was. Like
I don't
a,
remember either. Really,
to pull this up.
Yeah, type in 2 Chainz Lil Wayne album cover face.
You don't need to say face. I forget what they called it though.
Yeah, it was something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Was it Collard Grove?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. So it's 2 Chainz with.
Whoa.
No, that's Lil Wayne.
No, that's 2 Chainz face though. That ain't. That's
no, it's not,
That's not Wayne's facial features, bro. Yeah. Look at that's 2 Chainz right there.
I don't know.
The facial features. That ain't Wayne.
Are you sure? I think
that's... Here, go to images. Bro, go to I images. Know Wayne.
I think that's.
Yeah, that's Wayne with 2 Chainz's goatee. No, that next one, not that one. It's the second one.
Yeah, that one.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That's a mixture between both of them.
That's 2 Chainz, but with Lil Wayne's like piercings,
100%,
and tattoo and facial tats.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely 2 Chainz like head.
Because I recognize this thing, the snake bites down here, and then the little crack on the top of his skull. Yeah. And then, of course, like the cross right there.
That's pretty middle. Dope.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah, that was a decent album. I thought it was okay.
Has Wayne always had the penis below the cross?
I think he has.
Is that a penis?
Yeah, it's a penis right
no,
there.
It's someone changed
zoom in
that.
On that.
Someone
can
changed
we zoom in
that.
On that?
I'm trying to. No, it's not a penis.
It looks like a penis.
Is it scissors?
No, I think it's a letter. I think it's calligraphy C.
Oh yeah.
Or no, it's
for
a name.
Carter?
For Carter, probably.
Oh
wow, gotcha. I bet he's got shit for that. It looks just like a dick.
If you zoom out, it looks like a dick.
That looks 150% like a dick.
You could tell people like, yeah, I put a dick on fucking Lil Wayne's forehead.
But it's a calligraphy C for Kawada.
He's a nasty boy.
That's pretty funny.
Dude, I love Lil Wayne, though. No hate.
No hate. Two Chainz and Lil Wayne, no hate. We love y'all.
Is Lil Wayne HIV positive? I think he is. Can we type that in real quick?
I think so.
Wayne?
Yeah,
I think he is.
He might be. I don't know. I've heard rumors.
Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, whoops. Get off the images. No credible information.
Okay, so that was just a rumor.
That was just a rumor.
Though. Yeah, that's why I said it was. I thought it was rumors.
He has epilepsy.
Which is weird considering he's like got strobes going on every show.
Damn.
He smokes so much weed that it cancels out the epilepsy. Yeah,
cancels it out.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne in like 2012, 2010 was like on top of the world.
Oh, dude, you couldn't not hear about him.
What was that song that came out?
Lollipop.
No, fucking not right above it.
Drop the World?
No, it was with Birdman and Tyga, Nicki Minaj. Fuck, what's that fucking song called?
Getting Money?
No, it was a little bit newer.
Tap Out?
Yes, Tap Out.
Yeah. That was Rich Gang.
Yeah, that song made him extremely
That
famous.
Was Rich Gang, Young Bloods.
I think Wayne was pretty well established before that song.
That's, yeah, that was a good song, though. That was Birdman.
2013, yeah.
Rich Gang. I still listen to that song. That song fire.
Yeah, because I was...
She got that $1 million. Tap Out. I will admit, Future's part is hilarious.
Fucking Future.
Which, she got that $1 million. You got that $1 million.
Drew, is that your favorite Lil Wayne song?
No.
What's your favorite?
Oh, shit. You know what? Let me look.
All right, yeah, let's lay that one out. I'd say my favorite by far is Fireman.
That's so good. Because
I'm the fireman. Fire for fireman. Dude, I used to get pumped to that fucking song.
That's one of my list songs.
That and I have an odd shout out to I Am Not a Human Being, like the song.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Pussy for lunch.
Literally, that's the first fucking phrase. That's either, the first lyric.
Either President Carter.
That's a good one.
Or... Okay, I'll give you top three. John.
Yeah, John's good.
Three-peat. Mm-hmm. And President Carter.
Yeah, those are pretty...
Yeah, those are pretty solid. Really
good, John really is good a good song, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. Got a chopper in the back.
Got chopper in the back.
Fucking Rick Ross.
Ricky Rose, the Rick Rose.
Oh, my
bounce.
God.
When,
oh, my God.
Jesus.
Who was the one that dropped Forever?
That Drake. Was Drake, yeah.
Drake and Eminem and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And Kanye West.
Lil Wayne had the hardest verse on that song,
dude,
ever.
I actually
Hello, it's,
will
it's
admit.
The monster.
Space Jam Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Lil Wayne definitely had one of the harder ones, but Eminem tore that shit up.
Oh, yeah. Eminem killed it.
Eminem tore that shit up, dude.
He literally made everyone look so bad whenever he was on.
Everybody. He made everybody on that song look bad.
I think that's when everyone was like trying to find that. That's when Drake was trying to find his like real sound. You know what I'm saying?
Well, also.
Because Drake improved greatly in 2016.
Dude, for that song, at that moment when that came out, that was the greatest lineup.
Yeah.
That was like the Mount Rushmore of rap at the time.
Yeah.
You know? Drake, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, and Eminem. That was the most killer lineup that had ever graced a song at that point.
Yeah.
100%.
I think there's a lot of people, I don't want to be misogynistic, but I think there's a lot of people who feel entitled to other people doing things for them in a romantic
exactly
sense.
And that's what this is,
because they think that they're so good that they should have someone else doing everything for them and not giving anything back.
Definitely know your worth, but at the same time there's a difference.
You gotta
between,
be humble. You can know your own worth and be humble.
Exactly. There's a difference between knowing your own worth and just being a cocky little sumbitch.
Like, those things are not mutually exclusive.
No.
To be humble, to know your own worth and be confident, you can be both.
You can.
Like, you don't have to, you know, be a fucking crazy person.
You can be confident being, you know, having money because you worked for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can be confident because you knew, oh, yeah, I work my fucking ass off day in and day out. That's why I drive this Corvette. That's freaking why I drive, you know, this. That's why I got this house. Like,
working,
whatever.
Working and twerking.
Working and twerking it. You know, yeah, what I'm saying?
That's what I do at night.
But, yeah, I just wanted to share that little take with him because that was, like, honestly, that just set me over the edge this morning. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, that's not a good way to wake up.
Yeah, it was terrible.
There are people out there like that. I would just, you know, steer clear of them. And if you do have that much money, why would you want to share it with someone like that? That's the last person.
That's what I'm saying. Someone like that, there's someone out there you want to share it with, but that bitch, not worth sharing it with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think you're a single mom of three kids, bitch? It's because you felt the need to make that.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
It's a good warning for women, too.
I feel bad for those kids, man.
There's a lot of men who are not humble out here.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing.
There are a lot of non-humble men out here.
Yeah.
Doing the same exact thing.
I think we have one more video, if you want to play that. We can probably wrap it up on that. God, I can't stop coughing.
You got that $1 million?
An old man.
The fuck is going on here?
You're not like this, Nick.
So yeah, I'm home. Kids, daddy's home.
Shit he's probably ever taken. Now right there he looked like he was yanking it. Why would you willingly make yourself do this?
Hi Nick, is that you?
What in good God... Where do you find these things?
I just wanted you to see that.
You find these things?
I just wanted you to see it. I'm sorry. I thought it was okay, something we could
better
share.
Question. Better question.
Did you not like it?
I loved it. It actually was a dramatic story, but...
Did you like it?
Here's my deal.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to know what that guy felt like after doing that.
He looked like he was like fucking retarded for a second.
Like, was he proud?
Was he proud
to put that on the internet for everybody to see?
I thought it was cool. There's a lot of people who like are like aspiring actors and they'll have themselves playing different parts. I think that's what he was doing.
It's quite possible, but good God.
Yeah. Yeah, get a fucking load of that.
Get a load of that right there. That face.
That should be our thumbnail.
That'll be on the thumbnail. That'll be on the thumbnail.
We should name this episode Hubert with the power of a god. And just have that as a thumbnail.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Or maybe
I'm all about it.
You could ask AI to like make you as like a Greek god.
That would be awesome, actually.
Yeah, you should do that.
Like Statue of David, basically.
I could be like a peasant boy, like looking up, and you could be like a Greek god.
Dick hanging out and everything.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Yeah.
Or put the little leaf like they used to for some reason.
Actually, Greek gods had very small penises.
They did. They did.
Yeah,
with great power comes greatly smaller penises.
Fucking Michelangelo. Nice and soft.
Not erect. Speaking of that, please check the link down in the description below. We are on Patreon. We got an exclusive show coming out called Nice and Soft on that. It's going to be exclusive to Patreon subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Later episodes will get added to YouTube, but not till much later. So if you want to stay up to date with that new series we got coming out, please click the link below and subscribe to our Patreon.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it like we talk it. 2 tiers of subscription on that. So whichever one you feel is the right fit for you.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it like I talk
it. Walk it like I
talk it. Walk it like I talk
it. Walk it and talk it. I walk it and then I talk it.
I walk it and talk it. Walk it and
okay, we're done.
All right, we're done. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining us and watching today. Again, like I said, please subscribe to our Patreon. Links in the description below. We are on Spotify and Apple Music as well, or Apple Podcasts. So go and check those links down in the description. And we've got a lot more coming to you soon.
Walk it and talk it.
Walk it and talk it.
Just walk it and then talk it.
Okay. Wiener, 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 wiener.
Wiener, wiener.
One wiener next to another wiener.
Wiener party.
Did we really just like... synced up there for a second.
Yeah.
And then my voice cracked. That sucked. Anyway, thank you all so much for watching. We will see you all on the next episode.
See ya.